All right, ladies and gentlemen, alongside the man who was once called by his college nuns, Pauline Anthony, Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. I'm Bo Wolf here for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, taking a look at the live 11-on-11 action here between the North offense and the North defense. Tony, let's talk about the safeties here. We haven't seen much of them. Tell me about Curtis Drummond, 27, here in the backfield from Michigan State, the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 2014. Tell me about him.
You know, he struggles at times. It's strange. He does a good job over the slot receiver, does a good job inside the box, but he struggles getting outside the numbers to make plays. He's had an inconsistent up-and-down type of week. Drummond was one of the higher-rated safeties coming into the 2014 campaign. I don't think he's really lived up to expectations. I think he's probably a third-day pick rather than a third-round pick, as many thought possible.
So you don't believe that he has the versatility to both play the pass and play the run?
I think he can play the pass. I just don't think he's a true center fielder. I think he's more of a traditional strong safety or a zone safety in a two deep, where you're only going to ask him to cover a small area of the field rather than go sideline to sideline in center field.
Now let's talk about the other safety here, Eric Rowe from Utah, who was a very interesting prospect, played cornerback his senior season. He actually says he prefers cornerback, although he's playing mostly safety this week. Let's watch him. 18 there from Utah.
I think he struggled all this week. He's not looked good in coverage. He's indecisive at safety. Scouts are concerned about his change of direction. I think that's something that I wrote about in the Senior Bowl preview at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I think there's reason for concern, although they did a good job playing him at safety, but I think his stock has definitely dropped because he's been anywhere from nondescript to poor the past 3 days.
But what if he is a cornerback and not a safety, and so we're judging him on something that is not going to be his pro future?
And that's a good point, but he struggled in one-on-one drills in coverage. That's a nice play.
Interception by Nate Orchard on the screen pass, 99 there from Utah. Nice job by Bryce Petty there, huh?
Yeah, nice. That's the second pick in about 10 minutes that's been thrown by Petty. That's an athletic play by Orchard. You look at the play, but look at the fact that Haverstein from Wisconsin, who was probably about 4 inches taller and 50 pounds heavier, was trying to block him from the play. Orchard's able to stay on his feet, get his hands up, and come away with the ball.
Well, let's keep looking there. 99 on the right side, the right defensive end going up against the left tackle, Rob Havenstein from Wisconsin. Tony, tell me about Nate Orchard.
Orchard, an athletic, undersized college defensive end, pass rusher, very good up the field, good laterally in pursuit. Earlier in the day today, they used him at linebacker drills, as we saw, and he looked lost. So that is that's probably no net gain for him, because what's going to happen is people are going to think he's not a 3-4 outside linebacker. He's a one-gap defensive end in the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Indianapolis Colts mold, which really is going to limit the number of teams that will want to select him.
All right, well, Tony, let's move our way into the backfield now and talk about Bryce Petty, the quarterback from Baylor, one of the more bigger names of the quarterback position here this week, but he has struggled like most of the quarterbacks have.
You know, he has, and I think coming into the week, he had to prove that he was more than just a product of the Baylor system that just produces or is able to put productive quarterbacks behind center regardless of their physical skills. We've seen that since, Robert Griffin Jr. was the quarterback there. Bryce Petty, his reads are questionable. Doesn't
Robert always. Griffin III?
Robert Griffin III.
Or
I apologize.
His father. Did Bryce he play at Baylor too?
I apologize. Petty's not been good with his reads or his decision making. It doesn't show a big arm. I was never a big Petty believer. I thought it was more the system that exaggerated his talents, and thus far, it's shown this week.
Sean Mannion now at quarterback, and he gives the reverse there to Jamison Crowder, or the end around, rather.
Crowder, I know one of your favorite players, guy who's probably, agree with you that he's going to be a third-round pick. I'm thinking more of the late last day, but I think he's going to be a very good fourth or fifth receiver at the next level and return specialist.
Well, you certainly cannot expect a Wake Forest product to like a Duke player, Tony. But let's actually focus back now on Eric Rowe, because this is interesting. 18, walking to the near side. He's going to play cornerback on this rep here as he goes up against Devin Smith, the deep threat from Ohio State. Let's watch this matchup.
Smith, who has been rising up draft boards as we speak. And that's what you like about Rowe is the size and the strength. And he's going to have to play in press coverage and use that size and strength to prevent or delay receivers getting off the line of scrimmage and disrupting their patterns and the action. That's the way he's going to be successful at the next level.
All right, let's do one more play here, looking at Rowe as he lines up a cornerback, see if he gets tested. Of course, Tony, you know, as they say, and it's sort of trite at this point, but the NFL is a copycat league, and that's why everybody's looking for those long, tall corners because of the success of the Seahawks secondary, and that's why guys like Rowe are big focuses these days.
Absolutely.
Going up against Jamison Crowder.
Looks like Mannion's looking his way.
Hey, good job by Rowe, though. Ran him out of bounds.
Yeah, exactly. That's the that is the problem with lining up a guy like Crowder out on the flanks. There's not a lot of room to play with. You'd rather have him in the slot where he's got some room to maneuver.
All right. Well, Tony, let me say from the bottom of my heart, it has been a pleasure to call these play-by-plays with you here at the Reese's Senior Bowl. And I'll see you next year. Thanks, buddy.
See you next year in St. Pete.
All right. That'll do it for the action here, the 11-on-11 North team here at the Senior Bowl.